Case, please.
Next case is our first case under public hearings tonight, case 12,174. Gerald Richardson seeks a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a proposed subdivision, section 115-34 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the south side of Elmar Road, approximately 662 feet west of Powell Farm Road. The 911 address is 34152 Elmar Road, Frankfurt. The zoning district is MR. The tax district is 134, map 11, parcel 89. Specifically, they're requesting a variance for 26.64 feet for the frontage of the property for a proposed subdivision. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, how we'll proceed from here out, all the rest of the hearings are all variances. So when you come forward, you'll be sworn in by Mr. Sharp. When you come back to the podium, you'll explain your request, and then you've signed a form that states that you understand that you have to convince this board that you meet five standards for granting a variance. And so that will be the what you'll need to do for us. So if you'll go over to Mr. Sharp and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gerald B. Richardson, 34152 Omar Road, Frankfurt, Delaware, 9945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And we have a copy of your answers to the application. And Ms. Cornwall, I didn't hear you. No letters on this one?
No letters.
Thank you.
Support, opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Just fine, thank you. I think after all that.
Now the easy stuff.
We hope so. Go ahead. Explain.
I'm just trying to get the property split in half to make a separate lot. It's just like wasted space. I'd like to actually build my son a house there. I had it approved 2 years ago, but I didn't turn in the survey within a year.
Okay.
Even though that's changed to 2 years now, I was right there in the middle where it's not retroactive, so I've got to go through this again.
Okay. So we know what your request is. Explain to us how you meet the standards or convince us that you do meet the standards for granting.
Would that be what my answers are here?
Yes.
The property is unique in that it's narrow. The narrow end of the property fronts on County Road 54, which results in a limited road frontage and makes compliance with Chapter 115-34A of the County Code impossible. Further, the property is 2.89 acres, which is large enough for a property, which is large for a property with only one dwelling. I seek to subdivide the property as shown on the attached survey so that parcel A can be, I don't want to sell it, I want to actually build a house for my son there and have it as a separate entity.
Okay.
That cannot otherwise be developed. The zoning code requires that a lot fronting on County Road have a road frontage of 150 feet. The current property has 273.36 feet of frontage. The property cannot be subdivided or otherwise developed without a variance allowing the creation of a parcel and with a road frontage of 123.36 feet. And what's not created by the applicant? This issue was not created by me, as I did not create the current lot size, nor did I create the zoning code, which requires road frontage of 150 feet. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. A variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood or impair the use or development of adjacent properties. There are numerous properties which are zoned MR and are located near the property, which have road frontage of less than 150 feet. By way of example, see tax map 134-1194, 134-1196, and 134-1197. Allowing a variance will not alter the character or impair the use of other properties. And the minimum variance, the minimum variance of 26.64 feet, which will allow the creation of parcel A as shown on the survey. And that was, that's an acre and a quarter that would be left on the parcel A.
Okay. Did you make an attempt? I see there's appears to be a parcel adjacent or lands adjacent. Did you make any attempt to perhaps buy additional land to get the road frontage you needed?
No.
Okay.
So it's wider in the back than it is the front.
Yeah. It's 145 feet, I think, in the
148.59
yeah,
in so. The back.
So you've... Okay. So you skewed the property line, but basically you have, it appears about this, slightly more width in the back, but...
Yeah, and I was going to just divide it exactly in half, and that would have been...
Two
whatever, 140 something, but then I would have had to have two variances. So it's just
okay. Is there going to be a shared drive for both parcels?
The driveway, which was approved by DelDOT, they wanted on the other side, the west side, I guess it would be.
Okay, so you've already gotten approval for that.
Yeah.
Okay, and would you have adequate room to build and meet the setback requirements?
Yeah, the total property, it's completely cleared, and it's an acre and a quarter. There's plenty of room.
Okay. Are there questions from members of the board?
Do you have well and septic, or are you on sewer?
We have well and septic on the existing house.
What kind of septic?
It's a standard.
Are there questions from any other members?
Not at this time.
Mr. Sharp?
The survey indicates that there was, and this is the survey from 2016, shows a shed in the rear yard. It says to be removed. Has that been removed?
Not yet, but I've been down in Florida for the past 8 months. My mother had a heart attack. I've been taking care of her, so haven't spent a lot of time up here in the last few months. So.
Is it your plan to remove that shed?
Yeah, it's almost a lean-to kind of shed. It's all open except for a roof and like four poles, like an old tractor shed or something.
I just note that because the survey said it's to be removed, there's no variance being sought for that shed.
No,
so.
it's not even really a shed anymore.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other questions, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? If not, the chair will entertain a vote.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve case 12,174. The property is unique because it narrows towards the front, creating a smaller frontage than the 150 feet. It can't be developed without this variance. The narrowness of the lot was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the development. And the 26.6 feet variance is a minimal variance request.
Second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the previous reasons that had been stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye as well for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
All right, good.
That's it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Next case, please.